This program is a lot of on-the-job training, which is what I wanted to do. And, you know, because essentially I have 2 years experience. So when I try to go get a job, a lot of times they want to know how much experience do you have. And I'm getting a lot of it through this program.
This is episode 15 of Virginia Higher Ed Podcast, produced by Virginia's Community Colleges. This is the only podcast that brings you voices from community colleges across the Commonwealth of Virginia. Each week, our guests describe their experiences in higher education and tell how Virginia's educational excellence is improving their lives. In this episode, we're going to hear from another non-traditional student. Stephen Preston is starting his third career by taking classes in radiology at Virginia Western Community College in Roanoke. Our Jeff Krause talked with him recently and started off by asking him to tell us a bit about radiology.
It's x-rays, just to make it simple. You know, it's using radiographs and taking x-rays, working with patients and positioning them and working in the hospital environment.
How did you decide that's what you wanted to do?
This is my third career. I started off in the Navy, retired from the Navy. I was a commercial airline pilot for a while. Lost my job, and I liked technical things, and this was very technical, and working with people. So I chose radiography.
Talk to me about your expectations of what a community college would be before you got here.
Basically, it's to help you kind of get your foot in the door as far as what you really wanted to do. And, you know, this program is a lot of hands-on, so I can just work, you know, step out of this environment and go right into the workforce pretty much. They prepare you that way. So sort of that's what I had the inclination of what all this was, to help me kind of get another career going quickly.
I was going to say, the quickly part sounds important. I mean, third career, you don't have a lot of downtime you can afford.
No, I don't. So, I have a family at home, so a lot of it was distance learning I could do, and it was very convenient for me to do this. Plus, it's a lot of hands-on. You know, this program is a lot of on-the-job training, which is what I wanted to do. And, you know, because essentially I have 2 years experience. So when I try to go get a job, a lot of times they want to know how much experience do you have, and I'm getting a lot of it through this program.
Tell me about how challenging it is. You talked about it being hands-on. Does it challenge you?
All the time. I mean, you go in, and every exam that you do, every person is different. So you do apply a lot of what you learn in school, but it's every time you go in, it's different. Every patient's different. Every situation's different. The exams may be the same, but patients are different. So the dynamics of it is a lot different.
Talk to me about the quality of your instructors. Obviously, you said you were in the Navy, so you had instruction there. You were an airline pilot, so you had obviously someone who taught you how to do that. How did these instructors rate compared to others you've had in your life?
Very high. A lot of them, most of them get 30-plus years, so they have bring a lot of experience, and they bring a lot of enthusiasm for what they do. They enjoy every minute they're doing. Like this last class we just got out of, the instructor is wonderful, and he's going to be retiring here in about 4 or 5 years, so whoever takes over his class is going to have to fill some big shoes. Like I said, they all have a lot of experience, and they love what they're doing, and they portray that in the classroom and in the clinical sites.
You mentioned you have a family. Talk to me about that balance of pursuing another career and still doing all the things that everyone needs to do when they have a family. How have you been able to manage that?
Well, I'm fortunate. I've got three kids. Two of them are out of the house. One of them is still in high school. But so there's not a lot of I have to be home, take care of the kids type of thing. But still, you still have responsibilities of owning a home and having your wife and, you know, those responsibilities. So you have to have a lot of support at home. It's just the classroom times or anything are very flexible, and especially the distance learning is great if you can do that. So,
okay, my last question for you. If you encountered someone who was thinking about coming to Virginia Western or maybe one of our other community colleges, what would you advise them?
Take a long look at what you really want to do and kind of prepare a little bit ahead of time. Yeah, there's a lot of classes you can take during the summer, even before you get into this school. Even if you don't come to a community college, it's going to prepare you later for a four-year degree, a four-year college. So just kind of, you know, ask students around, come on campus, talk about what you want to do and what your expectations are, and, you know, they may point you in a better direction than not this community college, but maybe another community college has got a lot, because it's a lot of hands-on training.
Okay, I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Stephen and Jeff. You can learn more about programs at Virginia Western by visiting virginiawestern.edu. To find the Virginia Community College nearest you, visit myfuture.vccs.edu. We'd also like to hear your feedback about Virginia Higher Ed Podcast. To contact us, please email vhepodcast@vccs.edu. Thanks for listening to Virginia Higher Ed Podcast.